From Spark and Anvil and Numberverse, this is Skip and Chapter 1 of the Numberverse cast. This drama uses an AI-generated voice, voiced via Gemini 2.5.
Skip grew up as a shepherd. This is in the kingdom, which has more towns than fields and more shopkeepers than farmers. Unusual. Most academy children grow up in towns. Most academy faculty grow up in counting houses, scribe halls, or workshop families. Skip grew up in open hill pasture, 10 miles east of the small village of Tally, with her family's flock of 342 sheep. She does not, even today, remember a time when she did not count sheep. The job of counting the sheep fell to whichever family member was awake first, which from the time Skip was 6 was always Skip. Sheep, in the family's tradition, were counted in the pre-dawn dark, before they left the night pen, before they spread out across the pasture, when they were still bunched together and could be counted accurately. 342 sheep is a lot of sheep to count in the pre-dawn dark.
When you are 6. Skip, whose given name was Wren, though she had been called Skip since she was 9, started out, of course, counting one at a time. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. The sheep moved. The count was easy to lose. The count was hard to recover. By the time Wren was 8, she could count to 100 reasonably well, but she was bored. She started to cheat. She did not, at first, call it cheating. She called it speeding up. She would count 1, 2, then point at the next 2 sheep and say 3, 4. Then she would point at the next 2 and say 5, 6. The sheep had not changed. The count had changed. She was counting 2 at a time, by 2s. She tried it the next morning. It worked. She got to 100 sheep in 50 counts. She still got to 100. The sheep had not noticed. She tried counting by 3s. She tried counting by 5s. By the time she was 9, her father, who had thought about teaching Wren formal arithmetic and had decided she did not yet need it, heard her one morning at the night pen reciting 7, 14, 21, 28, 35, 42, 49, 56, 63, 70, 77. He stopped. He listened. He had never heard a 9-year-old count by 7s at speed.
He said, "Wren, how did you learn that?" Wren said, "It is faster. The sheep do not know the difference. I count by 7s. I get to 336 in 48 counts. Then I count the last 6 sheep, one at a time. The whole flock takes me about half as long." Her father, who was not an academy man, but was a thinking man, sat down on the night pen fence. He said, "Wren, you are doing multiplication." Wren did not know this word. She said, "What is multiplication?" Her father said, "It is when you count one number a certain number of times. 48 sevens is 336, which is what you just said. You are multiplying 48 by 7 without writing it down." Wren said, "I am only skipping." Her father smiled. He said, "Yes, skipping is multiplication. They are the same thing. The academy people write it 48 times 7, and they get the same answer. You are doing it in your head while you count sheep. That is the same operation." Wren considered this. She said, "What about 48 times 8?
Her father said, "Try it. Count by 8s 48 times." Wren did. She got to 384. She started over twice. 8s are harder than 7s. Her father wrote 48 times 8 equals 384 on a slate. The 2 answers agreed. Wren was hooked. By the time she was 13, she could count by any number up to 12. By the time she was 15, she could compute any times table answer for digits 1 through 12 in her head, without paper. The family stopped asking her to count sheep. They had her compute the family's grain requirements instead. When she was 18, she encountered the academy through a traveling scholar. The scholar said, "You should not be counting sheep. You should be teaching multiplication." Wren had not thought of this.
She thought about it. The next year, she walked the 10 miles to Tally, took the wagon to the next town, then a boat to the academy capital. She arrived, she demonstrated, she was admitted. She has been at the academy for 13 years. She is now called Skip, even by her father, who visits twice a year. She still calls multiplication skipping. The academy has, over the years, come to use her terminology with younger children, because younger children understand skip counting before they understand multiplication. It is the same operation. Skip's word is the kinder one. In her classroom, she begins every first day lesson the same way. She writes on the board, 2, 4, 6, 8, 10. She says, what comes next? The children always say 12.
Skip says, yes, how did you know? The children always say they were skipping by twos. Skip says, that is multiplication. Multiplication is skipping. 2 times 5 is 10, because you skip by 2 5 times, and you land on 10. There is no other secret. The whole times table is built this way. The children always look surprised. They had been told multiplication was a difficult thing. Skip is telling them it is just skip counting, which they have been doing since they were 5. Skip smiles. She is energetic, forward-leaning, often counting under her breath when she is bored. She says, it is not a difficult thing. It is just faster than counting one at a time. Sheep taught me. The sheep are still in the hills counting themselves, very slowly, one by one. They do not yet know about skipping. When children ask whether multiplication is hard, Skip always says the same thing. It is not hard, it is just skipping. Pick a number to skip by. Count how many skips. The landing place is the answer. That is everything about multiplication. She still goes home to Tally twice a year. She still counts the sheep, but only at supper with her father, and only as a joke. The sheep, she has noticed, are very much the same.
You've been listening to a Spark and Anvil chapter, written by the Spark and Anvil writing team for ages 9 to 14. Spark and Anvil is a 501c3 public charity. Apps stay free forever. Curriculum aligned to Skip. Released under Creative Commons BYNC-SA 4.0 for educational reuse. Visit Spark and Anvil for the full transcript.